Good afternoon. Welcome to the Richie Wynn Show. He has degrees in geology and philosophy, so he's a scientist and a thinker. He studied other sciences like economics, physics, climatology, but his real love is politics, breaking down liberal arguments into their logical components and exposing their flaws. Here's the host of The Logical Choice. Here's Richie!
Good afternoon. Welcome to the program today. We have a great show lined up for you. I am feeling better and I am back in the studio live today. I was sick last week unexpectedly, so had to air one of the climate change specials that I have recorded for you. I hope you all enjoyed it if you missed it the first time I aired it a while ago. But I'm here today answering your calls, and we've got lots of stories to get to. If you'd like to call in and be part of the program, our call-in number is 888-923-1380. That's 888-923-1380. We also have our text line set up at 916-234-6263. That's 916-234-6263. Colin, let me know. Do you think Tucker Carlson should have gone to Russia? Was that a good move? Should he have been stopped from going there? Should he have done the interview? And those are two separate questions. I think there's an important distinction between whether or not it was a good idea and whether or not something should have prevented him from doing it. Should he be allowed to make a bad decision if that's what it was? I kind of think it was a bad decision to go there. I watched the interview. Putin is not a good guy. And that doesn't mean that people who aren't good guys shouldn't be interviewed. He's former KGB. We know that Putin is, he's trying to be a thug. He's trying to cause problems, and giving him a platform, someone who is very well versed in disinformation, giving him a platform like that, I don't think it's a good idea. Should Tucker have been prevented from doing that? No, I don't think so. I don't support what he did, but I wouldn't support anybody that was trying to stop him either. I think he should be free to do that. There are plenty of Tucker Carlson is brilliant on many topics. There's also plenty that I disagree with him on. And one of them is his stance on Ukraine and Russia. I think he's been too sympathetic to Russia. And I watched the interview. This is not to say that it was just a complete propagandist display. It wasn't. There were things he... Okay, he starts off asking Putin about basically why did you invade Ukraine? And Putin goes on to give him like 30 minutes, not exaggerating, over 30 minutes of history about what the region, who controlled it, the people that have lived there and everything. And ultimately, it doesn't really matter. It really doesn't. So what if other people have lived? I mean, these are things that are in the past. This is not what the current legal foundation is for the country. The U.S. and many other countries have treaties with Ukraine. We had the agreement for them to give up nuclear weapons. We recognize that they exist as a country. This isn't something where there's an occupying force and they're just taking it back. It's like in parenting. In international politics, you need to do the least severe thing that works. So if when you're parenting a kid, you don't want to go too far and come off as just aggressive. You want to make sure that you're doing incremental steps. You also don't want to just be the best friend and have no limits. If something is right, if it is right that all or part of Ukraine should be part of Russia, there are other less militaristic options to accomplish that. None of those have been tried. If those have been tried and fail, then we can have a discussion about it. Still not saying that he's justified in invading Ukraine. But he didn't do any of those. He didn't go to the UN. He didn't try to start a grassroots poll of how many people actually want to be part of Russia. Would Ukraine fight him on that? Probably. But none of this was even tried. So I'm sorry, but I really don't care if some conflict started in in the 9th century about this. It doesn't matter. What happens if France decides, you know, that Louisiana Purchase you guys bought from us a while ago, that didn't work out quite so well for us. We want to take that back. Are we supposed to go, oh, well, they were here before we were. I guess it's theirs. That's not how the world works. And it's fine if Putin wants to cite this historical... Maybe it's accurate, maybe it's inaccurate. But if he wants to cite these historical events as reasons why all are part of Ukraine should be part of Russia, that can be great personal motivation to go about annexing it through legal means, through internationally recognized means, not by killing people. And I think once you start doing that, once you start a war, once you invade another country, you really give up your right to a platform. And I don't think that Tucker Carlson should have provided that for him. The fact that Putin was former KGB and is well-versed in disinformation just kind of adds fire to the flame. It's not really the grounds, in my opinion, for whether or not that should have been the case. The grounds for it is the fact that Russia invaded Ukraine. At the same time, should we be spending $60 billion on Ukraine? I've been saying this from the get-go. We need better auditing. If we have a better idea of where the money is going, how it's being spent, maybe not giving it to them as just a check, I think that would go over a lot better with the American people. I think it'd be a lot more successful. I think it'd be a much better idea. I don't like the idea of just throwing money at them. But in Tucker Carlson's defense, it wasn't just, well, he didn't interview Putin the way CNN, MSNBC, all of them interview Biden or Kamala Harris. It wasn't just a bunch of softball questions. He did push him on some of the questions. And that is good. Kind of to play devil's advocate against the argument that I was just making. I mean, towards the end of the interview, Tucker Carlson pushes Putin on releasing a hostage. They have a journalist, 32-year-old from the Wall Street Journal, that they've had imprisoned for over a year. And Tucker Carlson asks him about it, asks for him to be released. And he pushes back. It wasn't just a token gesture of, oh, hey, do you want to address this? You've been accused of having a hostage. What's your side of it? And then move on. He pushed back on this. We've got some audio from this. We're coming up on a break pretty soon, so probably not enough time to play the audio before the break, but we'll play it when we come back. He did ask some good questions, and in his defense, this is the part that I was going to say, if there's movement on this, it didn't sound like he was changing Putin's mind, but you never know. In the moment, it never sounds like you're changing anybody's mind. If it comes to be that Putin decides, you know what, this might be a good gesture of goodwill, maybe we will release this guy. Isn't that a good thing? Is that worth trying? So maybe it is the case that it was a good idea that Tucker went. I don't think we should wait to see if this is the case or not. But if that was his goal, is that something that should have happened? Call in and let me know. We've got some calls on hold, but we're coming up on a break. So we'll get to your calls when we come back. Stay tuned to The Richie Wynn Show, The Logical Choice.
How much you value your child's education. Like many families, you might be concerned with what's happening in the public schools that don't align with your values. These campuses are becoming increasingly dangerous in how they mold the minds of your children and grandchildren. Things are only going to get worse in California, so what can you do about it? It's our mission here at the station to work with quality private Christian schools to provide tuitions for families like yours at half the normal cost. And this is an opportunity to invest in your child's future. We here at the radio station work with daycares and preschools all the way through high school. These offers are exclusive to us, and the number of vouchers is very limited. If you want better for your child or grandchildren and are interested in half-price tuition, text us at 916-349-1039. Again, send us a text at 916-349-1039 or go to sactuitions.com.
If you're looking for home improvement tips and the lowdown on local events, entertainment, and lifestyle, you need to tune into The Home Show with Terry Knight, Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on AM 1380 The Answer. Veteran TV and radio personality Terry Knight provides information and recommendations to help you improve your home and the quality of your life. Join Terry along with his home improvement experts every Saturday at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1380 The Answer, sponsored by Five Star Restoration and Construction.
Big savings are back at Folsom Lake Honda, your one-stop Honda shop.
Looking to own or lease? We have options for everyone. Plus, lower interest rates at Folsom Lake Honda make for lower payments. It's no wonder Folsom Lake Honda is your one-stop Honda shop.
Get an instant cash offer for your trade at FolsomLakeHonda.com. We'll buy your car whether you buy from us or not.
Visit us today at FolsomLakeHonda.com.
Folsom Lake Honda.
It's the 2024 Freedom Dinner with Mike Gallagher and Officer Tatum. Get your tickets now at am1380theanswer.com.
Bomb, 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 Iran. Bomb, 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 Iran.
Welcome back to the Richie Wynn Show. If you'd like to call in and be part of the program, our call-in number is 888-923-1380. That's 888-923-1380. 1380. We also have our text line set up at 916-234-6263. That's 916-234-6263. So let me know if you think Tucker should have gone to Russia and interviewed Putin or not. Should he have been allowed to go? Is the EU correct in trying to, some of the members of the EU are trying to sanction Tucker Carlson or not allow him, issue a travel ban on him for going to Iran and giving, or going to Iran, going to Russia, excuse me, and giving Putin a platform to speak from. Should that have happened? We do have some calls on hold right now. Patrick in El Dorado County. Go ahead, Patrick.
Yes. Hey, afternoon, Richie. Welcome back. Glad
you're
feeling better. Last week's show was great. That one needs to be played repeatedly all the time, whenever you're not there. So much information. That's very good. With regards to Tucker, I don't agree with you. I think that it's good that he went.
Yeah.
And the reason why is this, that we can't let the globalists decide all the issues like they try to do. And with regards to Putin, yes.
So just to kind of crystallize this, is it acceptable for Russia to be invading Ukraine?
No.
So and does this help Putin in that regard?
Well, it does it, or is it something that's basically bringing out the perspective of both sides? My view is this. Now, by the way, Kiev goes, like Dublin, goes all the way back to the Vikings. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of history there, a lot of wars, a lot of bad things.
Sure.
I find it just absolutely ridiculous. It gets back to Clinton with the nuclear weapons being pulled, and that supposedly, it wasn't supposedly, that we said that we would defend Ukraine against Russia.
We did.
And so that's part of the issue. The issue is how is that a blank check forever? And Russia is such a bigger country. Ukraine is not part of NATO. I do not like Zelensky or whatever the guy.
Zelensky?
In my opinion, he's just as bad as Putin,
mm-hmm.
and by degree. And so the situation is we're being bled dry, literally, by what's going on there. And we're paying for everything there. And I disagree with that. And I think that we can have a certain level of support. I would much rather give support to Israel and Taiwan before Ukraine. And you definitely, this whole thing with what went on with the the border was just a debacle by Mitch McConnell. And that was because Mitch McConnell needs to go bye-bye. And really the biggest reason I called, though, Richie, was not on this subject. It has to do with what just happened with Joe Biden.
You're talking about the press conference and disaster and everything?
I think it goes well past it. I think there's so much gaslighting going on. And by the way, it kind of relates to the whole thing with Ukraine, and that is this, gaslighting. They always use the, oh, well, he's going to go after the Balkans, and he's going to go after Poland, and I don't see that. And that's basically the straw man argument that's used with to justify more funding for Ukraine.
Sure.
And I don't see that.
I mean, I do see there's – I definitely agree with the failure of appeasement. I mean, I think that was the problem with in World War II and Hitler invaded Poland. And well, he's just – or maybe started with Czechoslovakia,
yeah.
Whichever one it was. Okay, well, he's just retaking the Rhineland, and he'll be satisfied with that.
Well, and
the big problem is whether that's true or not. Even if he is satisfied, it encourages other people to do the same. China is watching this absolutely to see what we do for the, to make their decisions on Taiwan.
We can have a more nuanced thing, though. I mean, we're spending an absolute fortune on that country, and the question is that the right amount? That's really where I have the differing. And then with regards to Biden, the 25th Amendment needs to absolutely be discussed. And
absolutely. And saying, Josh Hawley brought that up brilliantly. I have a bunch of audio that I'm going to be playing about that subject later on as well.
I should have waited. I didn't want to miss checking in with you. Most of the time I check in at the beginning of the program.
Sure. Yeah, no, I totally appreciate the input. Thank you very much for the call, Patrick. We're going to get two more calls right now. Thanks. Appreciate it. We do have another call online, too. Robert in Carmichael. Go ahead, Robert.
Good afternoon, Richie. Sponsors, this man has to have another hour.
I love that. That sounds good to me. Sign me up.
And I'll call as well. You're actually covered with Patrick quite a few things that I was going to call about. It's a shame we can't have conference calls. The Budapest Agreement has to be enforced. We have to give them whatever they need to stop them. And you mentioned Hitler and his move west. It's the same thing. We wouldn't give Hitler positive airtime during his move west. Why would we give Putin positive airtime during his move west? It's ridiculous. And anyone who thinks he's going to stop, go pull your head out of the ground. Come on, you got to look at the sunlight. He's going to do it. His generals put the plans out on YouTube for crying out loud.
So just to clarify, as far as good idea or bad idea for Tucker to go and interview him, you're saying bad idea?
Very bad.
Okay.
But Tucker's we shouldn't be in Ukraine like that. Charlie Jerk. Most conservatives say, no, we shouldn't be there, when they really should be saying, yes, we should be there to stop Putin now instead of in 2 years having to try a Omaha Beach event again that we won't be able to do.
So, I mean, I hear a lot of both sides from Republicans. It seems like Republicans are split. I would say that most Republicans are not happy with what we're doing right now. But I don't know that even the majority of Republicans want less involvement in Ukraine. I think all of them agree we want better accountability.
Oh, to be sure. Yeah. Okay. I'll give you that. Absolutely. The entire hierarchy of the Ukraine is corrupt. Got it. But they have to also fight for their own survival, too.
Yeah. I do think that Europe should be doing more, certainly more than the U.S. is. To me, I know I've heard a lot of complaints about, well, we shouldn't be fighting a proxy war over there. Isn't a proxy war better than an actual war?
Yes. Absolutely.
I don't know why that seems to be such a difficult question to answer for so many other people. if we don't fight them, if someone doesn't fight them there, it's going to get worse later, either for us to deal with, for other people to deal with, or it's going to happen in more areas. I don't see what the advantage is to the U.S. having less involvement. Better involvement? We should have better, more account, however that takes form, whether it's more accountability, more effectiveness, whatever it is.
That was my reference to another Omaha Beach. The original M1 Abrams tank was designed to take out the armor that Putin's been throwing into the Ukraine. I don't know why we're not taking the thousands that are sitting, hundreds that are sitting rusting, just existing, clean them up, ship them out, and let them use the original M1 Abrams, the 105s, more than enough to take out what's being thrown at them right now. We don't need to wait for new stuff to be manufactured. Just get the old stuff out of mothballs, throw it over there. Here you go, guys.
Certainly better than leaving it in Afghanistan for Al-Qaeda to go pick up.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a fiasco and a half. That's an entire two shows.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you so much for the call, Robert. Really appreciate it.
I meant to say, I'm glad you're feeling better, too.
Oh, thank you very much. Me, too.
Bye-bye.
So should Tucker have been prevented from going? I don't think so. I think that free speech, if you only defend free speech when you're in favor of it, when you're in favor of the speech that's being said, you're not really in favor of free speech. This is what Democrats do all the time. They're in favor of free speech when they get to get away with things, when they get to say something offensive, when they want to have drag queens reading stories to little kids. It's amazing that the drag queens don't seem to want to read stories to other people. Why only the little kids? But either way, what credibility do we have defending free speech if we don't defend it in areas that we might not agree with it? And I think this is a perfect example of that. I don't agree with it. Would I go and interview Putin here? No. I don't. I have to admit, if I sent a request, I'm sure Putin would be, who wants to interview me? But I don't think it's a good idea. I don't think it's a good idea to give Putin that platform. I don't think it's helpful. I don't think it's realistic. I don't think that it assists peace in the world. I don't think it assists America winning this war. And, I mean, really, obviously Ukraine needs to win the war. But whether Ukraine wins it or loses it, America's tied to that. If Ukraine loses this war, America loses the war. This isn't a sunken cost fallacy. This isn't, well, we're already tied to it, so we need to throw more money after it. We need to be spending money better than we are currently. And that doesn't mean just throwing more and more money at it, like the Democrats want to do. The Democrats, it seems like they can never see past the next election cycle. They don't care what problems they create in the future so long as it wins them the next election cycle. They didn't mind all of the problems that they created during the last election cycle, the presidential one, with all of the ballot issues, we'll say, the potential fraud, everything documented in 2000 Mules, which is a fantastic documentary, and I highly recommend seeing it if you haven't watched it already. Even if you have watched it already, go watch it again. Refresh your minds. They open up a can of worms because they can't see past the next election cycle. All they see is this will get us power next. And what problems are going to happen with that? Well, once we have power, we can deal with those problems later on. And it doesn't ever work. It never works. That's the fall of socialism, the fall of communism. It never works long term because they don't believe in long term. They only believe in short term answers, and that is the road to ruin. Stay tuned for more from The Richie Wynn Show, The Logical Choice.
Join the Real Estate Profits with Purpose Saturdays at 6 p.m. and Sundays at 3 p.m. with your hosts Ian Boshoff and Jessica Couch. With over 45 years of combined experience in the mortgage and real estate industry, they'll share real estate investment strategies, everything from first-time home buyers to multi-unit investment tips. Learn how to buy and sell real estate the right way. Get helpful tips on hot markets that most investors don't like to share. Join the Real Estate Profits with Purpose on AM 1380, The Answer.
Jesus says, there is no greater commandment than to love our neighbor as ourselves. I'm Carrie Wilcox from Sierra Pregnancy and Health. Love for others can be summed up in one word, sacrifice. Many of us have felt the most loved when someone else sacrificed for us, whether that's giving up free time to be with us or sharing a sandwich. Think about it. Jesus sacrificed himself to show his love for us. At Sierra Pregnancy and Health, we empower women to give sacrificial love. When a woman is in an unplanned pregnancy, she has the choice to sacrifice her current desires or sacrifice her baby. Did you know that the heart starts beating at 22 days? Sierra Pregnancy and Health is dedicated to loving this woman while supporting them to love their baby with their whole heart. A gift of $100 provides a pregnancy test, ultrasound, vitamins, and a nurse consultation to help her choose life and love her neighbor, which is her baby, as herself. Give today by texting LOVEHER to 55498 or visit sierraph.org/lovehER.
America Matters, featuring Leo Zaki, redefines talk radio by featuring show hosts from around the globe and topics that are relevant to your life. Blending human interest stories with finance, science, education, and politics, you'll want to tune in every Saturday at 3 p.m. to be a part of the conversation. Leo and his guests are informative, entertaining, and slightly controversial. Don't miss a single moment of America Matters every Saturday at 3 p.m. on AM 1380 The Answer, online at americamatters.us.
It's the 2024 Freedom Dinner with Mike Gallagher and Officer Tatum. Get your tickets now at am1380theanswer.com.
Welcome back to the Richie Wynn Show. If you'd like to call in and be part of the program, our call-in number is 888-923-1380. That's 888-923-1380. We also have our text line set up at 916-234-6263. That's 916-234-6263. We were just talking about the Tucker Carlson interview, and I want to play this audio just to show it wasn't just a falling over himself. Oh, Putin, how come the world hates you so much? What do you think about that? He actually did push. Tucker Carlson is, to his credit, a good journalist, I think. He asks hard questions. He doesn't shy away from questions he wants to know the answer to. And he doesn't seem to just want to puff up whoever he's interviewing. So if someone had to interview Putin, would he be an acceptable choice? Yeah, I think there might be better. But he's certainly in the camp of a solid choice for that. But should he have done it in the first place? Well, I don't know. I'm kind of leaning toward no. I kind of think he shouldn't have. My producer's losing his mind right now. If you disagree with me, if you think that I'm dead wrong on this, then more information is better. We need to hear Putin's side. Let me know. I am in favor of more information is better. But I don't know that this necessarily gets us there. I think this gets us more propaganda. I don't think that Tucker Carlson was trying to create propaganda, but rest assured that was Putin's goal from the get-go. But these were some of Tucker's questions about this journalist from the Wall Street Journal that's imprisoned over there. And you tell me if you think that these types of questions are helpful, or if you think that this would have been a bad idea.
I appreciate all the time you've given us. I just got to ask you one last question, and that's about someone who's very famous in the United States, probably not here, Evan Gershkovitz, who's the Wall Street Journal reporter. He's 32, and he's been in prison for almost a year. This is a huge story in the United States, and I just want to ask you directly, without getting into the details of it or your version of what happened, if as a sign of your decency, you would be willing to release him to us, and we'll bring him back to the United States.
So Putin is speaking through an interpreter here. So I'm going to skip the part of his answer because it's very long. But basically, he starts off by saying, well, you know, this kid did some espionage. First he said, well, we've done lots of goodwill actions before, and they haven't really been received, and I don't see any gestures the other way going the same way. And I kind of wish Tucker would have pushed back by saying, well, we don't go around imprisoning your journalists, so we don't have any of your journalists in prison to be freed, But either way, he pushed on. He did push. He didn't just leave that question. So, okay, well, he answered it, you know, did, paid lip service to it. So that nothing else I can do.
I appreciate all.
Oh, went to the wrong spot here. Let me got the wrong clip queued up. So let me get back to. So this was the next question that Tucker asked.
So typically, I mean, this stuff has happened for obviously centuries. One country catches another spy within its borders. It trades it for one of its own intel guys in another country. I think what makes this, and it's not my business, but what makes this difference is the guy's obviously not a spy. He's a kid. And maybe he was breaking your law in some way, but he's not a super spy. And everybody knows that. And he's being held hostage in exchange, which is true. With respect, it's true. And everyone knows it's true. So maybe he's in a different category. Maybe it's not fair to ask for, you know, somebody else in exchange for letting him out. Maybe it degrades Russia to do that.
Вы знаете, можно как угодно говорить, что такое шпион.
So he continues on basically saying, look, it doesn't really matter whether he was a trained spy or what the reality is he had classified information and he shared it, and so he's in prison for that. Which, is this a helpful answer? Is this the type of information that we should be going over to Russia, getting from the Russian president to broadcast all over the internet? Is this helpful? Or is this just giving Putin a platform for disinformation? I think that journalists being imprisoned is horrible. It's certainly a bad precedent. And what didn't get discussed here, and I wish it would have, is the fact that Biden had the opportunity to, I believe it was either this guy or another, maybe it was another journalist that had been imprisoned in Russia, instead of getting Brittany Griner back, had that option and picked Brittany Griner in exchange. And this was the most horrific part, in exchange for this horrible arms dealer. The guy who the movie The Lord of War was made about. That's who we traded up to Russia. To get Brittany Griner back. I don't think we should have traded this guy for anybody. But if we were going to trade him, at least have it be someone who's over there imprisoned wrongly. Brittany Griner, she went over there, she broke their laws. This seems like it's a kangaroo court. This seems like it's just a trumped up Russia just wanting to imprison people. But Tucker Carlson, it's both good and bad. He's giving Putin a platform, but he is pushing against it. And he pushed back a third time against this.
But are you suggesting that he was working for the U.S. government or NATO, or he was just a reporter who was given material he wasn't supposed to have? Those seem like very different things.
Я не знаю, на кого он работал.
I'll play his answer from there.
I don't know who he was working for. But I would like to reiterate that getting classified information in secret is called espionage, and he was working for the U.S. Special Services, some other agencies.
So is that helpful? I like that he pushed back. I don't really like that he had to be there in the first place interviewing Putin. I think what Putin is doing is wrong. I don't think it gets enough condemnation. It does get a lot of condemnation, but I don't think it gets enough. And I think the right doesn't look strong enough against him. If the right was in power, would we be stronger against him? Absolutely. I don't think there's any chance that Putin would have invaded Ukraine when Trump was president. And towards the beginning of the interview, when Tucker Carlson was asking him about why he invaded, and he gives this half-hour history lesson, Tucker responds saying, okay, if all this is true, if Ukraine really is just culturally part of Russia and has been the entire time, why did you wait 22 years into your presidency to do anything about it? Why didn't you do this first thing right away? And I think, don't know for sure, I think he was fishing for something indicating, well, look at Biden. I mean, come on, who's going to stop me now? I think that's kind of the answer he was fishing for, perhaps. Who's to say? But there shouldn't be any doubt in the minds of Americans whether or not Putin would have done anything if Trump had been president. We all know that he wouldn't have. We do have some calls that I want to get to. Anne in Sacramento. Go ahead, Anne.
Oh, thank you. Happy Lunar New Year starts today, yep. The year of the dragon. Hey, listen, The historic caricature of Russia is the bear. We should not be poking the Russian bear. We should. And did he happen to mention?
I disagree with that assessment. I think that if it looks like America is afraid to poke anybody, it's bad for the world.
Oh, we should tame the bear. And how can we tame the bear if Biden doesn't speak to him? Didn't that come out in the interview? I didn't watch it, but I heard that's one of the things, that he has not spoken to Biden.
I believe so.
Lately. I lost my train of thought.
Sorry about that. It just did not poking the bear just kind of resonated with me. I think that's what Trump does best. I mean, he doesn't mind poking anybody about anything, for better or for worse. But I think one of the advantages to that is it shows the world that America is going to stand up for what we believe in. And with Biden, we just don't have that. Maybe he'll say something, but who knows if he'll stick with it, if he'll even understand it when he says it.
Back to Biden. Biden was the one that opened the door and gave him. Remember when he was at the Russians were at the border, and Biden made this remark about a little incursion we could tolerate.
I was reporting on this on the December before it happened. Remember it was my last broadcast of the year, and I was saying that this seems like a scary story about Russian troops amassing on the Ukrainian border, and then was it February, right around Valentine's Day the following year, then they went over the border. And the whole time, Biden, once it did start becoming more of a popular story, he was just wishy-washy on the whole. This isn't a big deal.
He's not dealing with he's incompetent.
He is.
On this business of history and going back to history, this is right here in California. They're taking the Klamath Dams down, and and one of the advocates is the guy that does the fish reporting, and he was in favor of taking the dams down. You're the geologist. Now you know what's happening. The sediment the sediment that was behind the dam is going down the river, and it's toxic.
It kills fish. I mean, we have so many, for better or for worse, we have tons of laws in California about letting sediment go down drain, and there are huge fines that are set out for this, where they measure it. They try to measure it per gallon of sediment water that goes out, and they want to tear down a dam and let
hundreds
of millions of gallons. Yeah,
the Indians and the environmentalists. But the Indians, when they made the decision to bring that dam down, or that's actually, I think, there's four. I don't know how many have come down. But they were celebrating for the Indians, and now they've got a mess that probably won't clean up for 10 years. I want to tie up your time. Glad you're feeling better.
Thank you very much. Always appreciate the call, Ann.
Bye-bye.
We do have another call on line two, Jonathan in Elk Grove. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Hi, Mr. Wynn. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure thing.
I'm curious how much you've read about the situation in Ukraine, Russia, former Soviet Union. Have you studied much on that?
Some, but I mean, there's always more. What point are
there? There is always more.
Sure. What's the point that you'd like to make about that?
Let's go to your most recent point, and that is that this may never have happened if Trump had been president. And I believe it wouldn't have happened, but not for the reasons that we hear in the United States.
Okay.
We may think that Mr. Carlson was wrong to interview Putin, but I think it's always right to get more information rather than less and be better informed so you can make your own decision.
Just on that quick point, I do in principle agree with more information. I just don't know that that's what we got. We got perspective, but I don't know that that was accurate information. But either way, I do agree in principle with more information.
We get no information other than perspective from our own government. I mean, everything in all of the media is tilted toward our government's perspective on this situation.
I do think that happens a lot.
We do not hear a balanced report. So what's wrong with getting some balance?
Well, the problem is we don't have access to the same information in Russia that we do here. We're coming up on a break. Did you have a quick point that you want to make before the break?
Well, I'd like to continue after the break, if you don't mind.
I can keep you on hold for a little bit, but we do have some other stories to get to. But sure thing. We'll keep you on hold through the break. Stay tuned for more from The Richie Wynn Show, The Logical Choice.
Listen for the Golden State Report, hosted by Mike Gray, David Stone, and Amy DeBusk, Saturdays at noon. Learn what's happening in the Sacramento real estate market with the latest market updates for buyer and sellers. The Golden State Report includes timely financial strategies to keep you up to speed on the latest trends, trouble spots, and options available in an ever-changing economy. The Golden State Report with Mike Gray at noon on Saturdays, 6 a.m. Sundays.
Ah, February, the month of love and romance. What better way to spend a romantic evening than with a warm and welcoming fire? Make your home a cozy home with a beautiful addition from Custom Fireside. Is there anything more relaxing or enjoyable than sitting by the fire in the evenings on cold, blustery nights? Experience for yourself how a custom fireplace can transform your house into a warm and cozy home. Northern California's largest selection of top brands and manufacturers are all on display in our two showrooms in Sacramento on Auburn Boulevard near Garfield or on Elk Grove Boulevard in Elk Grove. Visit a Custom Fireside showroom with over 100 displays today to find the perfect fireplace, stove, or insert. Visit them online at CustomFireside.com. Take advantage of 10 to 15% off fireplace inserts and freestanding stoves before February 14th. February, when love is in the air, choose Custom Fireside. Visit online right now at CustomFireside.com.
Are you ready for an adventure of a lifetime? Journey with me, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, and my friend and colleague Mike Gallagher on the Patriots Alaska Cruise this summer. An incredible opportunity to engage with other like-minded patriots on an epic seven-day cruise over 4th of July weekend. Witness the untouched wilderness of Alaska over pristine water, all while celebrating America's past and future. June 29th to July 6th. Call 855-565-5519 or go to PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com.
It's the 2024 Freedom Dinner with Mike Gallagher and Officer Tatum. Get your tickets now at AM1380TheAnswer.com.
Welcome back to the Richie Wynn Show. If you'd like to call in and be part of the program, our call-in number is 888-923-1380. That's 888-923-1380. We also have our text line set up at 916-234-6263. That's 916-234-6263. So just before the break, we were talking about Tucker Carlson and the interview with Putin. And we did have a call on line two, Jonathan. Are you still there, Jonathan?
I am. Thanks for letting me continue. I appreciate it.
Sure thing. So it sounds like we agree that more information is better. We might disagree on whether or not Putin's interview provided more information.
Well, no, I don't disagree. I hope you don't disagree. It does provide more information. It's up to us to discern what's accurate and what's not. And what I'm saying is that on both sides of this issue, the first casualty in war is the truth. Both sides are pushing out their own agenda. So it's good to hear the other side. And I applaud Mr. Carlson for letting us hear that.
So are you in favor of, I'll ask you the same question I asked Patrick earlier today. Are you in favor of Russia invading Ukraine?
I am, and I can give you the reasons. But let me say this. I agree with many people saying that he would not have invaded if Trump had been president, but not for the reasons that many people seem to be assuming, and that is that Trump is, you know, a wild man that wouldn't allow it to happen and would stand up to Putin. It would not have happened because, looking back historically at NATO, James Baker, under the Reagan administration, after the fall of the Soviet Union, promised that NATO would not expand eastward. In 2019, Russia set a clear set of questions and requests of NATO that do not allow Ukraine to become part of NATO. Do not continue your eastward movement toward our borders. Which has happened.
Wasn't that predicated also on Russia's compliance and respect of those borders? I mean, they already took over the Crimean Peninsula in 2014.
Well, they didn't take it over. The folks of Crimea voted to join Russia after the Maidan coup.
Then why was there a military incursion?
Which we promulgated. We promulgated the Maidan coup.
Why was there a military incursion then?
Crimea voted because Russian speakers in Ukraine make up about 30% of the population. You can look at the rules on the Orthodox Church. Speaking of Russian documents in the state are being destroyed. It's because Ukraine is not in any sense a democracy. It is a oligarchy that was not treating a large one-third of its population fairly. That's part of the reason.
But well, I agree. Ukraine has lots of issues. There's a tremendous amount of corruption there. And even during the interview, Putin mentioned that there are lots of cities in Ukraine that don't even speak Ukrainian. They speak Russian or they speak Hungarian, but they don't even bother with Ukrainian at all. So I'm sympathetic to the idea that there might be people in those areas that feel more like Russians than they do Ukrainians. But I'm sure there's also lots of people in border towns that feel more in line with Mexico than they do with the U.S. Should those cities also be ceded to Mexico?
Well, looking back historically, how about the Confederacy? I'm sure that people in the Confederacy would have felt differently, too. Was it justified to have the Civil War?
I don't think so.
How is this different? No, okay. Well, now, as far as that, let's go to Crimea. Crimea voted to join Russia. And without going into all the historical facts, the people in the Donbass have also voted to join Russia. They were being sadly mistreated. The Ukrainian administration, Zelensky going in, saying his platform was he was going to have peace with Russia. We were going to make up our differences. But that did not happen. They moved to expand into NATO. NATO ignored and pretty much gave a
it wasn't just a peaceful vote of everybody in the Crimean Peninsula decided they had more in line with Russia and decided to depart from Ukraine. There was military incursion there. There was fighting. There was an invasion.
There was after the expansion of Ukraine of NATO into Ukraine was continuing.
And what I'm saying is there's a process for this to dissolve part of Ukraine into Russia, and they didn't do that. They just had a vote, may have been fair, may have not been fair, and Russia immediately said, all right, this is our justification. I mean, Hitler did the same thing in Czechoslovakia.
No, he did not. He did much worse.
He did much worse afterward, but that was the justification for going in there. He said that these people identify as part of our historic homeland.
Well, what's wrong with that, if it's true, if they actually voted to join?
The thing that's wrong with that is that there are other processes that you go through before you get to military incursion for this.
Well, there are not, because
there was no peaceful attempt here.
And NATO, there was a peaceful attempt. Since the 1990s, the Russians have asked that NATO not expand eastward. Our former administration.
And we didn't until Russia started expanding westward by taking over the Crimean Peninsula.
The Balkans, several countries have been expanded since the 1990s, all to the east toward Russia, and Ukraine was next. So this war did not happen absent plenty of warning and plenty of hope for negotiation for that eastward movement of NATO. We could say NATO is doing the same thing now, wanting to expand into the Asia Pacific. You know, we don't like China, so we want an Asian version of NATO. This, you know, you're parroting a lot of the stuff that we get in our national media, but we do not get any more balanced perspective in the United States than the folks in Russia get in Russia or Ukraine get in Ukraine. It's up to us to do our own research.
I do agree with that.
See the historical background on this and what you're.
But to me, the historical background of whether or not these people have been culturally more Russian or Ukrainian is irrelevant to what the borders are as they currently exist. And the process for changing those is not Russia just showing up on the border with tanks and deciding, well, we don't like these.
Well, what would we do if an entity we liked expanded across Canada to our borders? What did we do when Cuba got missiles, and we did not like that?
We put up a blockade. We stopped that from coming in.
Different? That's right. A military blockade. We stopped them from coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And what would we do if that happened in, with Canada?
Russia didn't show up on the border of Ukraine to prevent us from installing a missile system there. They showed up to take land.
They did. They did. No, they did not. The folks in
they
those
did
areas
take land.
Voted to join you. They're taking land, and they'll take a lot more if we don't get our act together and get someone in like Trump, who has said NATO has outlived its purpose. this eastward expansion, now Trump didn't say this, but this eastward expansion is infringing upon the safety of a large nation which is nuclear equipped. And, you know, the first mission of any bureaucracy, including NATO, is to maintain its existence, to stay in its survival mode. And we have a huge bureaucracy that is living off U.S. taxpayer dollars, wanting to expand. And we've got a country that is feeling threatened by that. We had citizens within Ukraine that were being discriminated against. This war didn't start in 2022. It started in 2014 when the U.S. backed the Maidan coup, which eliminated a duly elected president of Ukraine. And those regions in Ukraine, Crimea, the Donbass, you know, eastern Ukraine, have not accepted that. They have voted with their minds and with the vote recently in those two areas to join Russia. And we've got an administration in Ukraine which is totally corrupt, which is wasting our taxpayer dollars, and we are complicit in the continuing killing of Ukrainians, Russians, and other soldiers who go in there to help Ukraine for no reason.
I disagree that it's for no reason, but I'm going to have to let you go because we're coming up on the end of the show. But I do appreciate the call, Jonathan. Thank you very much. I think it's important. I think it's important to make a stand here. I think what Russia is doing is wrong, even if their motivations are pure, and I'm not willing to accept that. But even hypothetically, if that is the case, the methods are problematic as well. The methods are wrong. I think the motivations are wrong as well. But either way, if we don't take a stand, it encourages more of this kind of behavior. And that will make for an increasingly chaotic, increasingly dangerous, and increasingly deadly world. Unfortunately, our leadership in the White House is also increasing that. And the only defense that Democrats seem to have is Trump derangement syndrome. There was this, I hope you guys heard the audio. I had it saved for today, but we've run out of time to play. But some of this disastrous press conference from Biden, where he was referring to Mexico being bordering Israel and getting the leader of France and Germany mixed up, and referring to someone who died in 96 that he met with him. But this is what they were saying on CNN. This is Paul Begala, who is a commentator, basically saying
Look,
this was the strategy.
I'm a Biden supporter. I slept like a baby last night. I woke up every 2 hours crying and went to bed. This is terrible for Democrats. And anybody with a functioning brain knows that.
He's right there.
But here's what you do. Instead of calling a press conference saying, I really am sharp, you attack the other guy. You know, Joe Biden gave the strategy in 2012. He was vice president. And he said, don't compare us to the almighty, compare us to the alternative.
Well, that's their strategy. They just hate Trump so much. They assume everybody else hates Trump. And they think that's going to send them to victory. I don't think it's going to work this time. It really didn't even work last time, if Dinesh D'Souza's documentary is accurate, and I have every reason to believe that it is. This president is not up for the task. Does anyone actually think he'll even survive another term? We have to vote for Trump. We have to vote for whoever the Republican nomination is. Thanks for listening to The Richie Wynn Show, The Logical Choice.